Funny, no one seems to care about the shutdown. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. All the talk is about the other shoe that's dropping next week, the opening of the insurance exchanges under Obamacare.
Companies are increasingly blaming the health reform law for the rise in part-time work.
They're moving towards far more part-time work, that is, less than 30 hours a week.
Yes, employers cutting hours because of Obamacare. And I've heard critics of the Health Care Act saying, see, we told you so. But wait a minute, does that mean that the people who hate Obamacare want to change it to force businesses to cover employees working less than 30 hours? As in, you hate it, but at the same time, you want to make it tougher on businesses? That's weird. The fact is that businesses have always tried to cut costs as much as they can. That's what they're supposed to do. But at least now, as of Tuesday, workers who lose their insurance for whatever reason are guaranteed to be able to buy their own at a price that can be no more than 9.5% of their incomes. Does that sound like a catastrophe? Maybe it does to some people, the way Medicare did in 1961. In fact, if you're on Medicare, you might be old enough to remember this warning about how horrible that program would be.
It's very easy to disguise a medical program as a humanitarian project. One of these days, you and I are going to spend our sunset years telling our children what it once was like in America when men were free.
I'm curious, is there anybody in their sunset years wishing they had to find private health insurance on their own? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.